USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for use in children 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for use in teenagers. Data from the company has shown that the shot is safe for younger recipients and is highly effective in keeping them from developing COVID. Dr. Francis Collins calls the approval exciting news. The director of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that it's a chance to protect adolescents well ahead of the next school year.
We really want to protect adolescents. And more than that, adolescents have been taken out of social circles, out of school sports programs, out of going to the prom, out of hanging with their friends. This is a way to get us back to normal and well in advance of getting the school season started in the fall.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A pipeline that supplies the eastern United States with nearly half of its fuel remains shut down Monday after a weekend cyber attack. The Colonial Pipeline was taken offline Friday by a ransomware attack, allegedly by a criminal group operating in eastern Europe. The continued shutdown has caused North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper to declare a state of emergency. His order lifts some motor vehicle fuel regulations until the pipeline comes back online. Speaking from the White House, President Biden addressed the cyber attack, saying that the FBI will undertake a global investigation to stop similar attacks.
We have efforts underway with the FBI and DOJ, Department of Justice, to disrupt and prosecute ransomware criminals. And my administration will be pursuing a global effort of ransomware attacks by transnational criminals who often use global money laundering networks to carry them out. My administration is also committed to safeguarding our critical infrastructure, much of which is privately owned and managed like Colonial.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A vote has been scheduled for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the Republican Party conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her continued condemnation of former President Donald Trump's claim of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. Congressman Brian Babin says Cheney is entitled to her own opinions on the former president, but the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that that doesn't apply to GOP leadership, who need to present a unified voice.
We absolutely have to be a unified voice if we're going to take back Congress in 2022 in the midterm elections. And I have always liked Liz Cheney. I admired her father when he was vice president. He spoke up during the Obama administration and spoke his mind about some of the decisions that Obama was making. However, Liz is our number three Republican in our conference. And while she has every right, every entitlement to her own views, not really as the conference chair. We've got to stay unified.
And Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is on his way to Baltimore for this weekend's Preakness Stakes, but his trainer isn't joining him just yet. Bob Baffert is remaining in California to address allegations of doping by Derby officials. Baffert was notified Sunday that his horse had failed a post-race drug test and could have his win vacated pending a further investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.